it's Dan. So in this video, I want to talk to you about being omnipresent in your marketing. Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well. Just on my way to Cheesecake at the little beachfront restaurant that I normally have cheesecake at. Amazing. It's really nice. If I remember, I'll take some video for you. But just while we're driving there, I just wanted to talk to you about being omnipresent with your marketing and what that means and what it's going to do for you and why you should really be doing it. So, what is it, first up? Well, omnipresent marketing is like being in all these different areas all at the same time. So, for example, someone goes on Twitter and there's your blog post. Someone goes on YouTube and there's your live stream. Somebody goes on Instagram and there's your Instagram reel. They then go on Facebook and there's stories, there's long form video and there's long form written copy. They go to LinkedIn and there's the long form blog post, or there's the excerpt from your blog post with a link back to your website. They go on iTunes, they go on Spotify, they go on all these different locations that are digital platforms, and there they will see your content and be able to consume your content. So for example, this video will go out on Spotify and iTunes, it will get uploaded to YouTube as a podcast as well. The video in its entirety will then get uploaded to YouTube. It will also then be embedded on our website. That will then get sent out across all social media platforms, because some people want to watch videos, some people want to listen to podcasts, and some people want to read about it. And so that's what we mean by being omnipresent. Got to be at all places at all times. So that's what it is. In terms of how to do it, well, I've kind of just explained how to do that. The difficulty that most people have is that it's very, very time consuming. Now, we're really lucky because we've got a whole team of people just sitting around, not doing anything, drinking coffee. They would go nuts if they heard me say that, of course. We've got a whole bunch of people working very, very hard in the background for both my content and for our clients' content. And they'll distribute that across all those platforms. They'll top and tail it, put some music on it, add some subtitles. They'll have a little swish intro, a little outro. They'll have a call to action, depending on the content. So we do all that for our clients. So that's what is it. That's how to do it. Let's talk about why you'll benefit. So the reason why you'll benefit from this is that you're going to start getting people who are becoming more aware of you, your business, your services, your products, who you are, what you're about. They're going to love you, they're going to hate you, one or the other. Hopefully they'll like you. And if they hate you, that's fine, they just won't waste your time. And if they love you, that's great, they'll jump on a call and hopefully do some business with you. But what happens here is that they get more used to your content. They might not watch your content, and actually, this is a little bit controversial, it doesn't matter. I know, it's controversial. And the reason why I think it doesn't matter if people are watching this content or not is that people are seeing the content, they see that you're going live, they see yet another video, yet another blog post, and they're saying in their internal speak, in their self-talk, they're saying, there's Dan again. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all at once, like the film. I can't everywhere I look, there he is. Drives me insane. But then what happens is, at whatever point they go, I need a website, who's that guy? And they'll do a search for you and they'll find you. And you've got to remain consistent in putting out this content, because if you just have a blast for a month, oh, that's brilliant, but not really going to get you anywhere. It's like going to the gym for a weekend. That's great as a good start, but that's not where it ends. It starts with blasting content for a month, and then in month 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, for the next, you know, for the rest of the year, you've also got to be putting out content as well. Because what happens is people can then see that you're here to stay. Your credibility increases. They can see that you're not going anywhere, that you're consistent in who you are and what your behaviour is. And surprisingly, maybe not surprisingly, people want to do business with people who are consistent. Like, Why would you not want to do business with someone who is consistent? Would you prefer to do business with someone who's inconsistent? And I don't think so, really. So being consistent and being in front of your potential audience on a consistent basis will build a huge amount of credibility. And then, you see, you can just be you. Because it's not like you have to put this, you know, this slick, amazing, hey, hi, I'm Dan. Like, you don't have to do any of that. There's a new property just gone up here. Absolutely stunning. New apartments near the beach. We might have to look at some investing in some of those. But this is the thing, right? I can be me. I can just be me. I don't have to show off to anybody. I don't have to pretend I'm somebody I'm not. I can literally just be me, which is amazing. I'm just going to go around this cyclist. There you go. It's going very slow, but safely. You can just be you, which is brilliant, because you might as well be you. The world needs more you. You can just be completely you, put out a whole bunch of content, have a laugh, be totally relaxed about it. No one gives a shit. There you go. And then when you get them on a call, they're like, oh, you're just like you are on the video. I'm like, yeah, I'm not putting this on. This is who I actually sound like this. This is my sense of humour. Somebody gets kicked in the balls, I laugh. That is my sense of humour. It's hilarious to everybody, except the guy that got kicked in the balls. That's just life. Everybody laughs, right? We kind of hide it. Oh, no, I don't laugh at that kind of thing. No, 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 no. Bullshit, of course you do. Unless you've lost your the will to live in some way, or all the joy has gone out of your life. You know, everybody laughs at that stuff. But this is the point. You can just be you, and you should be you. And you should put out loads of content, because people are going to see that and they're going to like you. And then when they want what you sell, they're going to sign up. They're going to jump on a call. They're going to realise you're just normal, like they are. There's no airs and graces. It's just normal, right? And people are going to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. That's why you should be putting out a lot of content. And that's why you should be omnipresent. I nearly said omniscient, which means knowing everything, which is what I do. But being omnipresent, that is the key to your success in the next 12 months. More content, not less content. When someone comes to us and goes, oh, marketing doesn't work, we're going to cancel it, what are you going to do instead? That's like saying, this breathing, nah, it's not for me. You're going to die. Yeah, no, we're going to do something else. What? What are you going to do if you're not going to market? No, it doesn't work. Of course it does. It could be that you're not doing enough. It could be that you're not doing it right. You know, we all have varying degrees of doing it right. But what else are you going to do? Of course it's going to blooming work. You've got to put enough of it out. Oh, we did it for a week. Oh, you don't understand, Dan. We did one video a day for 30 days. And yeah, we got some extra views and the phone rang a little bit more, but that was it. Oh, so you're just going to stop and not get any views and not get any phone call. Got it. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work, right? Like, I can't kind of put this over enough. You've got to market. You've got to do content. You've got to put content out, and you've got to be consistent. Otherwise, it ain't going to work. Anyway, we are just at our little eatery. So we'll hang up and let's go get some cheesecake. Hope that's useful anyway. Speak to you soon.